Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome. It's Breakfast Beat. I'm Najma Bibi with you till 9 o'clock, and we're going to touch on our next feature. It's said that it takes a whole village to raise a child, and our next feature proves that empowering an individual can positively change society. A group of community workers from Tafelsig have launched a pilot project providing free driving lessons to women on their community. To tell us more, Joni Fredericks is online, who's the project coordinator. Good morning, Joni. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you very much. Good morning as well. Thank you for having us.
Firstly, we would love to commend the women that are part of this initiative. Tell us, what sparked this initiative?
Well, this has been coming on for a long time. You know that I'm very active in the field of fighting against sexual violence against women and children.
Right.
And over the years, you know, the one thing that kept coming up all the time is that women display their dissatisfaction with their disempowerment. We know that when a woman gets raped, that, you know, that she practically lose everything. But I noticed that, you know, women kept saying that, you know, if I could only drive, or if I could only, you know, take myself somewhere. Many times I also heard that women were the people paying the car payments and the bond and all of that. And they would say there's 2-3 cars at home, but they can't go anywhere because the husband and son are not in the mood to take them.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the years, this theme just kept coming up. So when I met Jamila last year,
right,
and we started speaking, it just automatically happened. When she told me that she's been teaching male driver at the Golden Arrow Bus Company for 12 years. It's just automatically, it's like a fire lit up, and we decided that right there and then that this is a pilot project that we should be bringing to the women in Tafelsig. And we are super excited.
Oh, amazing. And how is the project being received? Have you found lots of women wanting to be a part of this initiative?
we just can't keep it.
Oh.
We thought that we'll do this pilot project, and we'd be very happy if a couple of women came forward. But it has been crazy. On the 18th of January, when we registered women for the first time, 517 turned up.
Wow.
Now we have over 1,000 women attending our 6 workshops per week, and it's just, you know, people are calling us all the time from as far as Grabouw and Worcester and Paul. This project is huge.
I can only imagine the numbers are speaking enormously about the women that you're touching in various, you know, parts of the area. But how are you maintaining this? I think one of the biggest challenges in this day and age is the cost of fuel. And I think with an initiative like this, it's going to be quite, you know, costly. So how are you managing to, you know, maintain this?
Well, the one thing that I can tell you is that if you want to do something, you really need to want to do it. That's number one. And in saying that, Jamila and I are soulmates. We are so connected.
Aww.
We think like we really just don't care where it's coming from. We just know that it's going to continue. And so far, the one thing that women are doing is we've got a little thing at the classes, so women throw in food and fiber and whatever they can afford.
Right,
just to keep the petrol going and so on. Obviously, it's not sustainable, and we do hope that in future somebody would especially partner with us in terms of getting the driving side of things working a little bit better, because at this point, Samila is using her own personal car to teach the women, and we definitely don't have a cocaine vehicle for the women that want to do cocaine. Of which they are actually quite a lot. I'm very surprised.
Amazing. As I said, you guys are doing such brilliant work. Now, I know that you're taking on people in terms of assisting them and empowering them, but what about those that want to give back, maybe those who would like to volunteer their time or their vehicles, perhaps in some way contribute to this great initiative that you guys have rolling out here?
We would be so, so very, very thankful for anybody to come and assist us in this particular project, because at the end of the day, we know that once one woman gets empowered, a whole family and sometimes even a whole street benefit just from that one particular woman. And in future, we hope to also, assist these women to get jobs.
Mm, definitely.
So anybody who would like to partner with us in terms of providing us vehicles for the lessons and also for when people go and pass out would be highly appreciated.
Definitely. Now, you mentioned this is a pilot project, and of course the overwhelming response that you've got to this is a clear indication that, you know what, this is something that is needed within the community. Are you perhaps looking at rolling it out to other communities, maybe, partnering with other, women in the community and sort of initiating a similar initiative for them to empower the women in their community?
Absolutely. The process, we've already started the process. In fact, we've already got a couple of communities who've already prepared their community hall for when we come over there. The one thing that we did say in the beginning to our women over here is that it's about empowering yourself, go get your driver's license, and come back into this community to pay forward. So what we're doing already with those women who have learners, they are being groomed to become instructors themselves. So much so that last week we test drive and two of the women are already in a position to run the classes solo. Mm. And so we'll see again how it goes tonight. And Jamila and I are definitely, hopefully, looking to start at least in the communities of East Ridge or Beacon Valley next week or the week after, because the queries from there has been absolutely amazing.
Definitely.
People there keep asking.
Maybe you can talk to us about your details. If someone wants to be a part, find out more, contribute, maybe even, assist you with funding. I think that's something that would be great right now.
You know what I always tell people? You can't possibly want to give anything unless you saw what we're talking about. So people are even free to come in and join in, to come and see what we do here. Can I give you the time that we run a workshop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
We've got two workshops on the Monday morning, 10 till 12, and then again, 12:30 to 2:30. Wednesday evening, 7:30 to 8:30. Thursday, 10 to 12, and again, 12:30 to 2:30. And Saturday afternoon, 4 to 5:30. So people are very welcome to come in and pop in and see what we're doing over there. But in terms of assistance, the one thing that is crucial, which I didn't mention before, is just, I think the same day that Jamila came to the tafels of community when we registered this project, her laptop got stolen that very same day out of her car. And it's been quite, quite difficult for her to do this work, but she's doing it anyway. So my plea this morning, if there's anybody out there that could, help Jamila with a second-hand laptop just to enable her work a little bit better, it would be so, so much appreciated.
Inshallah, I hope that you do find that. But on that point, Joni, you know what? You're doing such good work, you, Jamila, as well. We salute you. It really takes a lot for women to empower other women and to be able to uplift them, and especially understanding the socioeconomic issues that, the women in the Tafelsig area face. So well done to you guys, and may your initiative grow and grow and grow. And definitely, we look forward to chatting to you again to learn more success stories.
Oh, yeah, can I just give my contact details, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, people can hook up with me on Facebook under the NEED Community Development Organization, as well as under Mitchell Spain Impact Association, or they can just type in my name, Joni Fredericks. My WhatsApp number is 076-921-6767.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you, Joni. All the best to you guys, and keep up the superb work.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Joni Fredericks. It made my morning. A community initiative that is offering free driving classes for women on the Cape.